This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street on the DJV program. A lot of sunshine for Tuesday, the 5th of May. This would have been my father's, 116th birthday. Does that sound about right? Yep. So there. We've got the anniversary taken care of. Jennifer Horn is here to take care of business along with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The numbers, we look at the numbers. We're climbing up these mountains, sailing across the oceans, and figuring out where are we going? Test to test or not to test? Is that the question, Jennifer? What's the challenge today?
Well, I don't know if it's to test or not to test. I think that's a piece of it. I don't think that's the only piece. I'm one of the believers. Everybody says, well, we can't open until we have tests. Well, I don't know that that's true because I don't know how realistic it is for everybody to test every single day. So I would say the focus, if this were my world, would be on things like the therapeutics that they talk about, the things that would treat something, God forbid somebody gets sick. And so if I were paying attention to it, my attention would be focused on vaccines. It would be focused on how you treat it if you do get something. But certainly in some places, they are worried about the testing. In California, we seem to be okay with the testing. I just don't know how that prevents the spread necessarily, unless you're testing every single day to figure out if you have something new. I do think that one of the big stories is probably the numbers and managing expectations that as people start to reopen and go back, that those numbers could go up. And that seemed to be the biggest story yesterday, that as things get back to it, as we start going back to work slowly but surely, there are some predictions that we could see up to 3,000 deaths a day by the time we get to June, with the people who are either currently sick or the people who are going to start getting out there again as states reopen. This is one of those reward risk situations, certainly, and I think maybe it was a reality check for a lot of people who thought we could just reopen and that the virus would just be gone suddenly. And I know I was having a conversation with my mom yesterday, and she was all upset. She's like, I thought we were out of this. Well, we're not out of this. I mean, obviously, this is a reality until we can figure out how to treat it. But certainly, we have to figure out how to social distance, be responsible, and still be out there and kind of operating our lives. And this is a conversation people are having as states across the country are starting to open, including mine. California announced, after a lot of pressure from protesters, that phase two in California would start on Friday, and very limited phase two. That means like retail places can have curbside pickup and that certain manufacturing jobs can go back to business again. And that's really about it. Not yet offices, restaurants, none of that will open, but certainly it's a little bit of a small step, I guess, to getting back to what people want, which is getting back to work and being able to go outside for the summer and maybe even go places. So I think we just have to manage our expectations about what that looks like as people start to go back outside.
Well, we're getting antsy, to be sure. There are a lot of things going on. The people protesting against stay-at-home orders. We had some of that in Massachusetts yesterday. In Michigan, other places are getting restless. Business in Michigan, the stay-at-home has been extended to the 15th of May. Same thing here in Massachusetts. Same thing in many other places. I don't know if either one of you are familiar with the author, Lori Garrett. Do you know who Lori Garrett is?
No.
There's an article in this month's Vanity Fair that's written by David Ewing that focuses on Ms. Garrett, who is nicknamed Cassandra. You know who Cassandra is in Greek mythology? Prophetess of doom. And this Miss Garrett has been warning. She wrote in 1994 in a book that was a bestseller called The Coming Plague. She predicted HIV. She predicted what's going on right now. Recently did a TED talk on the pandemic and, in essence, talks about what she saw coming and what she sees in her crystal ball for the future, and it's pretty dark. So whether we get ourselves wrapped around, I'm surprised the news media hasn't been all over this because it's so negative, but I think there's a preparatory thing here. There's an expectation, this business, the drug that has seen the company that's come up with it do fabulously well in the stock market, she says that that's not the ticket out, it's not curative, and that's really one of the things that is part of what we have to be focused on here or thinking about. It's what is there that cures this? What is there that dispels this? What is the best case scenario? She says it's 36 months of what we're doing right now. Can you imagine that? Just to put yourself into that. This tsunami of back and forth and up and down and in and out, and what it does to cities like Des Moines or New Orleans or Houston or Boston or L.A. or where we are on the coast of New Jersey. I think this is part of the stuff people just don't want to hear it. They want to hear, and I'm certainly the one who wants to be the cooker of good news. But this is a point of view, and you hear a lot of different points of view, and we're here to discuss different points of view as we forge ahead. I think there have been, I was watching the insufferable, what's her face? I don't know why I watch her because she's so annoying. Late night on PBS, the British woman who has been, she was on CNN for a long time. Amanpour, what, Christiane?
Christiane.
Amanpour, yeah, just, she's just insufferable. But some of the people she has on are very interesting. And one fellow was on last week talking about how this, from his perspective, and I forget what his expertise was, but he's somebody that has to have some expertise in these sorts of things, talking about business and office space and things like that, how that all will not dry up, but certainly change. A lot of offices will be changing to healthcare facilities as time goes on and be converted into living facilities for some as time goes on, because people won't be able to afford their mortgages. They'll have to move into places like this, that kind of stuff. And so we don't want to, thoughts are things. And so I don't hold stuff like that because I don't want it in my world. But very interesting, the people are there who want to tell those stories. And the fact that she had this in her mind, and other people have written about these sorts of things or predicted these sorts of things. Are you familiar with, ever hear of the Kali Yuga world cycles? Either of you?
Anybody? You're three for three. No, we haven't.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, maybe it's just because my experience, I suppose, in telling stories over the years have involved lots of different things. In a manner of speaking, the Kali Yuga world cycles are sort of like what came from, and now the name, there's an old Nostradamus, that's what I was thinking of. Do you know who Nostradamus is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Wow, I hit one. Well, the Kali Yuga world cycles.
Why do I feel like you're teaching a class right now?
Because I think these things.
And we're the students that go, yes, Mr. Seven.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Seven.
These things are pretty important.
Well, what is this cycle thing that you're starting to talk about?
Kali Yuga world cycles basically predict, and this is something that was like centuries old, as is Nostradamus. I think Nostradamus wrote 1,500 years ago.
But he was always wrong.
I didn't say, I'm not talking about him being right here.
The
I'm
reason I know about him is because I would see him.
The Kali Yuga cycles are like Nostradamus. Go ahead.
I'd see his end of the world predictions on the cover of the Globe when I was with my mom at the supermarket during the 80s. That was how I know Nostradamus.
So here's the point. Let me get down to the bottom line. The point is that there will be people, you're going to hear people, you're going to see people, you're going to sense that there is doom and gloom around, which always does factor into conversation. Don't let it grip you. Don't let it get a hold of you. It is time for us to change the thinking, change actions and stuff. And the simple side of it is that humanity, people are followers. They're not leaders for the most part. So somebody says, I don't want to stay at home any longer. Let's get together. We'll have a march. We'll have a protest. There's a protest in my town yesterday. There are going to be protests all summer long. When it gets hot, and people aren't working and there's no money and you can't go to the beach and you can't do anything, there are going to be lots of that kind of stuff.
There's going to have to be some sort of solid plan, because I'm sure, I don't even know if we talked about this that much yesterday, but, you know, here in New Jersey, I live on the beach, and the beaches were packed on Saturday and Sunday. Yep. There's no way that, and I'm sure California in some parts that aren't closed, and maybe even in some that were, maybe people risk getting arrested, I don't know. But any coastal place, the headline yesterday, you know, was just pictures of people on beaches all up and down both coasts. We're inching towards Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Everybody who has a pool, I live in an apartment complex, we're all wondering, well, is the pool going to be open? Probably not. I don't know. Everything, but there has to be a solid plan, because people will be going out anyway. Some people will stay at home and they will follow the orders, but for the most part, I think people are just going to have cabin fever and they're going to want to be out. Wow. So they're going to have to come up with a very, like, the safest way.
On our
way,
beaches, they were actually following
sense.
The rules, and people were social distancing on the beach in California. That's why everybody was upset.
Anybody
when
have
Newsom
guns?
Went crazy.
Anybody
in California?
See these protesters
Maybe.
Carrying guns?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Well, see, the thing is, look, you're not seeing in any place that has been really hit hard, like New York City, downstate New York City, upstate is a different story. Downstate New York City, North Jersey, the coast here, we've been hit really hard, hardest in the country. You're not seeing people protesting because we all know at least one person now who has had it or who has died from it. So it's very real to us. I understand if you're in another state where this has not been hitting you and you don't know anyone who has it, you don't know anyone who's died from it, you're just seeing it on the news, I get why it might seem like it's a hoax to you. I totally get it. I don't even know what the answer is for people in those states. I think the sad thing is if they keep going out and they keep protesting, look, we know how this spreads in waves. You're going to see an influx where you are, and then it'll become real. And unfortunately, at that point, it'll be too late.
Here's the thing that I think we have to remember. We have to trust people's personal responsibility. The government cannot be the one to keep telling people they can't do things, or you're just going to see more and more protests. You need to say, here are the facts. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what we recommend. Go live your life. And that's just how
it has
to be.
Though,
this is where we
is
live.
That if we, but we do live in a civilization with government, and so if there is an order coming from the top, then you're going to have people doing whatever they want. I've already seen people get into fights with people who aren't wearing a mask or people who are. It's going to turn into some sort of, like, I don't know, crazy movie scenario at that point. Vigilantes.
I can't support telling people they can't go to the beach. I just can't support that.
It's a point of where we have the point of no return. When the way that I see this, and I want to, we'll pause after this, the virus, as the states open up again and people go to the beach or they do whatever they're going to do, the virus is going to come back in and you're going to lose more people. That's just the way it's going to be. And then we're going to ask ourselves, was it all worth it? When we see, when people, we go back to business or some relative comparative business as usual from what we have had the last couple, 3 months. And then people are, okay, we've had enough of this. We have to survive, and some people are going to have to pay the price. And who's that going to be? I don't want it to be your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. But that's what's going to happen. There isn't going to be, it's an either or, it's not a both. This stuff is not going to go away. And so you'll see the death rate go back up again. And are you willing to pay that price to keep us all from going broke? And that's really kind of what the scenario is. Like it or not. That's what the scenario is.
Do we have a choice? I mean, at one point, do we even have a choice?
Somebody's going to make up their mind to whether or not this is a good idea or not. And under the circumstances, again, because people are naive about this sort of thing. I'm just thinking about when's the next time I'm going to see my children, my grandchildren, under this circumstance? When's the next time I'm going to get on a plane and have a good, that's what I'm thinking about this. How am I going to keep this program on the air? Keep everybody together. Food for thought, 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo Day. It's Taylor Swift. 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program. Music time for this hour of the program. Taylor Swift expressing her gratitude for a fan who's put herself on the front line during this coronavirus situation. Name is Whitney Hilton of this fan. Posts about all things Swift. Is a nurse who traveled to work in New York City. Shared photos on Sunday of a special delivery she got in time for her 30th birthday. She got a package chock full of merchandise that arrived, but it came to her with a sweet letter handwritten by Taylor Swift. Happy birthday! I wanted to send you some presents and to let you know I'm so grateful for you. I can't thank you enough for risking your life to help people and for spreading the message loudly that people needed to hear about taking this seriously, so wrote Ms. Swift. Also, I saw the photo of you from my show. Thank you for coming. I'd love to give you a big hug next time and thank you in person. With love and admiration, Taylor. And then Whitney responded with the pictures of the gift, tweeting that, saying, "This was literally the best day of my life." Swift has been helping in her own way during the crisis. I think she's matured. You know, it was, think back to when we first started talking about Taylor Swift as a kid and the romance and stuff, and she seems to have matured in such a positive way.
Well, that's what
way.
Happens when you start at 15. I think people pigeonhole you, you know, and now she's 30, so.
You think that has happened with Bieber, too? Because he's
yes.
About the same.
Yeah, he got older. Plus, he also sobered up, which I think mattered.
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor Swift quietly offering funds to several fans who are in financial distress. In a recent conversation about life during quarantine on a radio show, she said, "Mostly I've been online trying to figure out how to help others. I'm constantly in awe of our first responders and our emergency workers and our healthcare professionals who are putting themselves in danger every day that they go to work." So, shout out to everyone who works in a medical profession, everybody who's out there helping. I think that's something, yeah, we all should be doing. And do it with sincerity, do it with heart, if you will. Here's a number of stars on hand next week for Rise Up New York. It's going to be a citywide virtual telethon to raise awareness and funds to help New Yorkers impacted by COVID-19. The event's organized by New York's largest poverty-fighting organization, Robin Hood. Take place at 7 o'clock. Feature a lineup of some of the city's biggest musicians. 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the 11th. Billy Joel, Bon Jovi, Mariah Carey, Sting performing at this event last an hour, along with other artists. Among those on tap to appear in this thing, which put together by Tina Fey, she's the host, Governor Cuomo, Jennifer Lopez, Barbara Streisand, Ben Platt, Bette Midler, Chris Rock, Idina Menzel, Robert De Niro, Spike Lee, Sutton Foster, Trevor Noah, New York Giants Super Bowl champion Eli Manning, Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, Phil Sims, along with some accounts, real-life accounts of the work being done on the front lines. The goal is to raise money for Robin Hood's relief efforts, 100% of the money going to provide food, shelter, cash assistance, health and mental health, legal services, educational support for the most vulnerable during the situation that we find ourselves in. The special will be broadcast at the same time on all New York City TV stations, be on a lot of radio stations as well in New York, on New York One, and CNBC will carry it too nationally. So something to be involved in. When the 11th is Saturday, right? It's Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
Calendar. Yeah. All right, so there's another item of interest, a way to help people. When you help people, you're helping yourself. I think that raises all kinds of good things inside of you when you're feeling like it's a good thing to help others. 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Promo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly incident related to the coronavirus at a store in Flint, Michigan. Three people now facing first-degree murder charges for the killing of a store security guard. The suspects were all charged yesterday, but police had at last check still been looking for two of them. Prosecutors in Genesee County say the suspects reportedly felt disrespected because the security guard, a father of eight, was asking them to wear a face mask before they could enter the store. Miami Beach closing one of its parks after authorities gave verbal warnings to thousands of visitors over the weekend who failed to social distance. Park rangers at South Point Beach gave almost 7,500 warnings to people for not wearing face masks. Because of that high number, the cities decided to just close the park indefinitely. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want... pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
With bars, breweries, and restaurants around the country closed during the coronavirus pandemic, retail alcohol sales are soaring. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Analytics firm Bump Williams Consulting says beer sales were up more than 20% between March 8th and April 19th, coinciding with when governor's stay-at-home orders started to take effect. During the same period, wine sales were up by 30%, spirit sales by 40%, and hard seltzer sales skyrocketed over 330%. The obvious reason? The American public is suddenly eating and drinking mostly at home. Vice president of the firm, Dave Williams, says the sudden change in consumer behavior has also injected some new life into some legacy brands that had seen sales declines in recent years. Busch Light, for example, saw sales increase about 44% since the quarantine measures in the United States began. I'm Chris Bond.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon has declined comment. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. And, you know, we haven't given him the props, but Phil behind the controls in Washington, D.C., filling those big shoes left behind by Karen. He's doing a great job. And, Victoria, we always start with a trending story. And I have to say, I threw a white flag on the play because one of the stories you were going to tell was just a little doom and gloom. And we've been doing this for way too long. So I said, please, give me something that is going to make
funny.
Me laugh.
Yes.
Yeah, there he is. But, Dougie, we changed the trending story because we need something that's going to lighten things up. So Victoria
good.
Has promised to give us something juicy for us to talk
juicy.
About.
Well,
right.
I certainly did laugh at this one. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a 42-year-old man who was arrested at Disney World because he decided
yes.
that he was going to camp out on Disney's Discovery Island. That's where he... That's where he felt that he would best sit out this quarantine. He said that he felt, yeah, I love this guy too. He said he felt like it was a tropical paradise and he had all of his, everything that he needed. This is on one of those little cute islands at Disney World in Florida. And so he ignored, obviously, the numerous no trespassing signs. And, he said that he didn't hear any of the deputies searching the private island for him on foot, by boat, or by air because he was asleep in one of the buildings on the little island. And his and he said that he had all of his supplies with him and that he just felt like, you know, this was the place to be. And he was obviously arrested on trespassing charges and taken to jail. But it was used to be, I don't know if you guys
have been to
Disney World, but
what was he hurting? Why would you arrest
him? It's private property. Yeah.
I'd like to spend the quarantine in Sleeping Beauty's castle, but
sure.
You don't see me sneaking into Disneyland to do that.
That would be fun. Discovery Island is a zoological park, and it used to be called Treasure Island. So if you've been been down to Disney World, it was they changed the name. I think in around the year 2000.
Wait, Pleasure Island? Do you mean or Treasure?
isn't that TV show that you like?
Well, Pleasure Island, I think, was their nightclub area with all the nightclubs and the restaurants. It's kind of like their version of Downtown Disney.
Oh, I did not know that. I hadn't been to Disney since I was a little kid, so I probably wasn't allowed anywhere near Pleasure Island. but Treasure Island.
Still Disney.
Treasure Island, or Discovery Island as it's now known, is it's a pretty cute place. I have to say, if you are going to be quarantined somewhere and you can't be on vacation, good for this guy to figure it out that he spent over a week there before they found him. So that's
a fun
place to be.
Where did he bring his snack?
He brought his own stuff. Yeah, he was camping.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, well, there you go. What is his name? Do we know what his name is?
His name is Richard McGuire. Way to go, Richard.
Yeah. Now, back to reality, or another kind of reality. In sports news, a federal judge has dismissed the unequal pay claim by members of the women's national soccer team. I think this was a surprise. Yes or no? I'm surprised. I thought they were going to get somewhere.
Well, they were surprised.
I thought they deserved to get somewhere.
Yeah, the weird thing about this is the judge is he got rid of the equal pay part of it, but he kept the Civil Rights Act part. So that was regarding workplace conditions. So that's going to move forward, but throwing out the Equal Pay Act claim is that's a huge blow to them. Now, one of the other things that the national team, the organization, has been saying is that the women entered into this collective bargaining agreement and they chose to have salaries rather than just play on a bonus structure like the men do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they didn't get the huge bonuses, even though they've won the World Cup, like, what, four times since the 70s or something. So I don't know. It seems like everyone's blaming somebody else for this, you know, that the judge said, oh, well, you know, you guys agreed to this, you know, into this structure. So now it's going to move forward to a trial on June 16th.
They have to scrap the agreement.
And make it fair for men and women, make it the same.
So the women can refuse to play, and then they have some bargaining power, right? They can just say, oh, we're not going to play anymore. Can they? Why can't they do that?
I guess they can, but then, I don't know. Will they just be replaced? I don't know. The women are so much better than the men. Like, there's no contest. So, and they draw bigger crowds when they have the World Cup. Part of the problem, though, is when the women are not playing in the World Cup, the women's soccer over here, it just doesn't draw crowds. And a lot of people have made this argument about the WNBA as well. But a lot of these women play in other leagues around the world. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the actual trial. That begins June 16th.
So what I'm trying to do is figure out the numbers here. In this ruling, the women earning an average of $220,000 per game and the men earning $212,000 per game. So
that's with, like, sales, ticket sales, endorsements, arena, concession stands, stuff like that.
So the men's bonus structure is different?
Yes.
Is that the base pay? We're talking about base pay, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, there's a bonus structure. So the men would have made $1 million for winning the World Cup. The women would have made $300,000.
Mm-hmm. They made less than $300,000, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And they've won the World Cup four times. So it's, look, it's whoever got them into this agreement, you know, the judge, it was either the judge or someone from the National Soccer Federation said, you know, you should blame the agent or the lawyer who negotiated this deal for you.
Blame doesn't fix
it. That could be, I know. But
what fixes it?
I don't know. They have to scrap the whole agreement and start over.
So think about it this way. I'm wondering, do each of the women get paid the same amount of money, no matter what their position, no matter how much they play? Everybody gets $220,000 a game.
They don't make that per game. That's what the whole team brings
for the season. That's what they bring in terms of.
Yeah, that's not what the individual players make, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but at least women are bringing in more than men are in terms of the average. Okay, so let's say in football or baseball, this kind of sounds like everybody gets paid the same no matter what they do and no matter how much they contribute, which doesn't seem like it is an incentive to do better. It's like teachers all get paid the same.
Like the American way.
We don't know, but here's the thing. We don't know what their individual salaries are, and they are different. It's just like every player in the NFL or NBA has a different contract.
That's just their team total is what you're saying.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, some bad news from the world of sports, and I think actually this man was known around the country and around the world not only as the winningest coach in football history, but he started a series of, there were restaurants, I think it still bear his name, all over Florida anyway. I'm talking about Don Shula, who passed away at the age of 90. He was the patriarch, certainly, of the Dolphins, involved with the team for over 50 years, led the Dolphins back in the 70s to the only perfect season in NFL history. The team followed a 14-0 regular season with an undefeated run to the Super Bowl. It finished at 17 games winning, no lost games. And so over 33 seasons, Shula won 347 games. Postseason play included in that number. His teams made the playoff 20 of the 33 seasons. That's pretty amazing. He was in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 97. That was a couple of years after his retirement. Before he coached the Dolphins, Shula was in Indianapolis. He was in charge of the Colts. Brought them to 7 straight winning seasons. Played football in college at John Carroll University. Went on to play professionally for the Browns, the Colts, and the franchise in Washington. So, Don Shula, passing away at the age of 90. Brett Favre. I've never pronounced his name right. Remember how you used to make fun of me?
No one does. He doesn't even pronounce it correctly.
But how does he pronounce it?
Brett Favre.
Favre. Right?
No, F-A-V-R. Favre. Yeah, that's how he says it.
Sorry. Favre.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he has surfaced in a multi-million-dollar welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Audit of funds intended to assist Mississippi residents alleges the State Department of Human Services has overseen $94 million in improperly spent money. The state released yesterday $1 million of those funds, and they went to Favre, or at least they say in the state audit. He was paid for things he didn't do. The Associated Press analyzing the documents, the report, Mississippi Community Education Center, one of the multiple nonprofits tasked by the state spending money through the Assistance for Needy Families program. So why are they paying this guy $500,000? Why would that group be paying him $500,000? Yeah, you'd have thought. Well,
how much trouble is he in?
I wouldn't say.
Like, is this jail time or
his reputation?
Didn't it go down the toilet after the whole naked picture thing?
Well, I don't, you know, because
that's
I'm not
where
a...
I
did he have naked pictures?
How did I... You don't remember that whole...
Dang it.
How did scandal? I like sending pictures of himself to...
Oh,
there was a cheerleader, and then somebody else he was cheating on his wife with, and yeah.
Lovely. Anyway, he faces multiple charges of corruption, public corruption, embezzling charges. The officials involved. Apparently, this was a scheme and a scam to send him money, and then they split it.
Well, I don't know if this was his scheme. Was it his scheme or scam? Because it
somebody brought
like
him into it.
They were paying him money, and he was supposed to give speeches, but he didn't show up for them or something
like
that.
Right, yeah. And so why didn't he show up? Well, that is the question. Was he doing something else with the money? The whole business of celebrity and why people want to go hear somebody... What's he got to say about life that you can't figure out on your own? Okay, so he won some games, he's a famous football player. I guess. Okay. So
he
what?
He doesn't face any. He doesn't face any criminal charges. They say. I
the
think
guy who's kicking in. Who? Well, go ahead. Excuse
no,
me.
Brett Favre is not facing any criminal charges in this. They said that this. I don't know. Maybe it was somebody. I don't know exactly.
But where'd the money go?
It was somebody obviously was trying to buddy up to him or something or make deals with him, or maybe they were supposed to secure him for speaking engagements and did not. I don't know. I think there seems to be more, but they say that it was an audit that found it, and it was a nonprofit group that was the one that was misspending the monies, I guess, according to the state auditor. But it was $94 million in questionable spending by the agency. Not all going to Brett Favre, by the way.
No, $1 million went to him. Today is Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May. Start by clearing the biggest misconception. Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. Woo-ah. The struggling going on in Mexico, the intervention by the French for the second time, who had the hopes to gain control of Mexico. This is Napoleon III trying to take over. The French army marched toward the capital of Mexico City, with the intent to overthrow the president of Mexico, Benito Juarez. Things didn't go as planned. They encountered heavy resistance. The Battle of Puebla was May 5th, 1892. Mexican army won over the French. 4 days later, Juarez declared Cinco de Mayo a national holiday. Mexico gained an alliance with the Americans to make Napoleon's forces get out. Since then, it's believed the French would have, you know, if the French were more, they were superior, they would have likely gotten involved in the Confederacy, also the Civil War. So Mexico's resistance changed the history of the U.S. probably, right? So there you go. Cinco de Mayo. A lot of people drink a lot on Cinco de Mayo. I think it's a big...
Probably more than ever this year.
Yeah.
I think people are going
to
be
doing it at home.
Yeah, people are going to be drinking a lot of margaritas and eating homemade tacos tonight.
See, The Last Dance has beaten Tiger King as the most popular documentary. Story of Michael Jordan. Has anybody seen this?
My husband's obsessed with this.
Why?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, because it's Michael Jordan, and it's apparently really well done. I don't care about basketball, and I don't care about him, really, so I haven't seen it.
No. Have you seen Tiger King?
Oh, yeah. Duh, oh,
hello.
And the after show.
I know.
Really?
Tiger, right. You should watch it.
Really? Why? Why would I like it?
It's such a train wreck.
It's like a freak show. It's great.
Yeah.
So what would that appeal to me?
Because it's like because you just sit there scratching your head as you hit play on the next episode. It's just so bizarre.
It's like an underbelly of the country that you really don't know about until you watch this show.
We were talking
and for
yesterday.
You animal lovers, you can still watch it. I mean, it's not grotesque.
Eat up others. The story yesterday, we have been off and on for a while, talking about Christopher Maloney coming back to Law & Order SVU. It made me think about, you know, how many people... Well, actually, if you look at the story, you did the same thing I did. You put in the if you look at the headlines, SUV, and then it's SVU. So I do that all the time with it. What is going on in television as we get to the... Yesterday on the judge show, what's her name? The judge thing I like, All Rise. It was all done after
at
this
home.
Thing started. It was done at home.
Yeah.
And it was weird and uncomfortable to watch. I didn't watch it.
I think we're going to find more. The TV story is going to be how shows are going to be renewed, because when are they going to be able to go back to film? And that's going to be the big question.
Exactly. All right, Jennifer, 40, it's 10 before the hour here already.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Past the hour, Tuesday, and Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan going through a couple of stories that you ought to hear about, including danger. The scams now are the unbelievable numbers of scams, and people are getting ripped off. So what's the latest here on that, Victoria?
You have to be so careful. So the Federal Trade Commission says that coronavirus-related scams have already cost Americans $13.5 million so far, and we are just 5 months into the year, and who knows how many months into this whole pandemic. So Google has already blocked more than 100 million phishing emails every day. Think about that. 100 million phishing emails every single day Google has blocked so far in 2020. Now, these are criminals who are attempting to steal not only your personal information, but in some cases, your money right out of your bank account. So 18 million of those phishing emails are coronavirus related. So there are 40,000 domain names using the word coronavirus. That means you need to really be on alert. So here are some of the most popular scams to avoid. Blood and saliva from COVID survivors. This is something that, unfortunately, people who are panicking, they think that this is the right way to go. They are trying to buy blood and saliva from people who claim that they have already beaten COVID-19. This is a hoax. You're not going to get any blood. You're not going to get anything. And if you get some saliva, I don't know why anyone would want to ingest someone else's saliva. But this is actually a real scam that's happening,
my dear,
that people are falling for.
desperation.
All right, the next one, expedited stimulus checks. Here's the thing. Not everyone has gotten their stimulus payment yet. We know that. But you're going to be, a lot of people are receiving these, what they, it sounds like it's authentic, these email offers and phone calls to, quote unquote, expedite your payment or even increase the amount of your check. Do not fall for that. No one is going to get more than what everyone else gets. You get $1,200 a person, $2,400 for a couple, $500 for an additional kid. It's the same for everybody. So don't fall victim to someone who says, well, I can get you more and I know the workaround or whatever. This is just a hacker scheme. Do not fall for it. The third one, fake coronavirus miracle cures. If I see one more herbal supplement ad that says it can cure the coronavirus, I'm going to pull my hair out because people are buying this stuff in droves. Mm-hmm. There is nothing. There is literally nothing. There's no vaccine yet, and there is no proven treatment yet to cure coronavirus. Now, be healthy. Take vitamin D supplements. We've got wonderful Purity products. Take them. Take recognized doctor-approved supplements. Do not fall for this snake oil stuff that's all over the internet. You'll see them pop up everywhere. And yeah. Then, to me, the scariest one right now, tech support scams. Everyone's working from home. Kids are doing homeschooling. It's not unreasonable to think you're going to need some tech support because everybody's broadband is stretched to the limit. This is, unfortunately, where scammers are really getting people. If you, and my mom did this a couple days ago, she did it. Do not Google search a company's tech support line. If you need to get to, let's say, Verizon or Comcast, if your internet service is out, go right to Verizon.net or Comcast.com. Do not Google search Verizon tech support line because scammers have already bought all of those domains that you will land on. And you will think that you're actually on a legitimate Verizon or a Comcast tech support page, and all they're going to do is scam you, take your personal information when you get on the phone with them, and then who knows where your information goes. It goes right to the dark web for sale. So you have to be careful. Don't Google search any company, go directly to their website.
Oof. Wow, takes your breath away, doesn't it? Here's the story of a long-anticipated video game that was delayed at first because of the virus.
The Geek Out.
This week was supposed to be when the extremely popular video game The Last of Us was to get a sequel. Well, due to the virus outbreak and the delays in distribution and shipping, that was postponed. But in the meantime, Sony and the game's developer Naughty Dog suffered a big blow when leaks of the sequel's storyline revealed spoilers that contained details that not only potentially ruined the story for everybody, but also did so in a manner that upset hardcore fans, because if the leaks are true, well, it turns the story upside down. We won't reveal them here, but The Last of Us Part 2, which is exclusive to the PS4, is now slated to go on sale June 19th, and we've tweeted more at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's get into this update on iPhone users with face mask. I don't get this.
If you're wearing a face mask, your facial recognition on your iPhone won't work. So now they have a workaround for iOS 13.5 that's going to be released really soon. So it'll automatically give you the swipe up for your passcode, so you don't.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.